Embrace the suck. It's a military expression that we can also apply to business. It can mean accepting a situation as it is and either working to change it or developing the perseverance to get through it. Entrepreneurs can learn from this too. We're going to talk about it on the podcast today. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture. Just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You got to work smart, work hard, and put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekends to be truly great. You have to admit, embrace the suck is quite a jarring expression, but it definitely gets to the point and has great logic to it. If you want to learn to deal with things or take bad news or negative outcomes or setbacks in stride, you have to embrace the suck. Not that anyone is looking forward to the suck, the thing that sucks, essentially. The suck is anything that you don't want to do, that you don't want to happen, anything that when it happens, you say, that sucks. That's the suck. It could be a place. It could be a situation. It could be a person. Whatever it is, embracing the suck is taking the thing that is hard, taking the thing that is negative, taking the thing that most people don't want to do, and actually taking it head on, going straight into it, embracing it, and making it part of your journey to success. This can absolutely be applied to business. Good things in business, success in life, in any pursuit, comes from a series of small actions. Some of those actions are the suck. They're the parts that you don't really want to do, the negative aspects, the hard work, the grind. All of the things that people don't want to do, but is essential that they do it. Successful people embrace the suck. They know these things have to be done, pleasant or not. You might as well get it done. You can't have things just magically appear. You have to work for it. You have to build it. You have to develop it. You have to go from 0 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 50 before you can get to 100. You have to start at your lowest point to get to the highest point. You have to start as a complete amateur to become a professional, to become an expert, to become epic. You have to embrace the suck, understand what needs to be done, and whether it's pleasant, exciting, or sexy or not, it needs to be done, so it has to be done. That's the suck. Embrace the suck. Good things come from a series of efforts. Some of those efforts are good and easy and wonderful and fun and interesting. And some of them are simply the suck. But you can't have the good things. You can't have the highs. You can't have the peaks without the suck, without the lows, without the valleys. It comes as part of the process of being successful. The reason it's so important for us to embrace the suck, the reason that we're talking about it on the podcast today, is the inability to manage the suck is where most people quit. Most people give up on their pursuit of success. Most people don't follow through. Most people don't complete. Most people don't achieve what they set out to achieve or what they're capable of achieving because they're unable to embrace the suck, to do the parts that are not fun, not sexy, not glamorous, not interesting, not exciting. But the reality is that's where you win. That's where you outwork the competition. That's where you set yourself apart. That's where you get better. That's where you own the process. That's where you win. By doing the things you're great at, great. Doing the things that you're good at well as you can, consistently. And then embracing the suck, putting the effort into the things that most people don't see and don't know, but are absolutely necessary. If you're going to build a house, you have to start by digging a foundation. That part sucks. And you got to pour some concrete for a foundation. It's hard work. That's the suck. Eventually, you get into framing and you get into all of the other hard work but necessary things in the right order way before you get into painting and decorating and making it beautiful. You can't just start at the make beautiful part. You have to start in the dirt. You have to start with the suck. If you don't understand that, if you don't believe what I'm telling you is true, if you think you can just go to the fun, exciting, interesting parts and skip the suck, you're lying to yourself. That's why I'm telling you the truth. You must embrace the suck. It's how things get done. The more that you lean into it, the more that you actually look forward to doing that garbage work, the more you embrace the suck, the better you'll be through the process. You'll get it done. You won't be afraid of it when you have to do it again in the future. You'll understand how it's part of the process, and you will advance quicker, more successfully, stronger, and better than your competitors. You will move yourself forward. You'll make yourself sustainable. If you build it, you'll know how to keep it. If you go through the suck, you know what to do if you backslide, if things don't work out well, if you have to get back into the dirt, the mud, the hard parts, the grind, etc. You know how to do it because you came through it. Everyone wants to be an overnight sensation, but the truth is, there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. And the worst thing that can happen to you is success accidentally shows up on your doorstep one day. You have to embrace the suck, do the hard part, put the effort in the areas that most people won't, and then you'll elevate yourself past them. Now, in a grand scheme of things, if you do things right, if you do things well, if you stay consistent, if you raise yourself to a higher level and then stay there, you may not ever have to go back to the suck. But if you do, even for a little bit, even have to do a few things that suck, you'll be able to because you did it the first time. You embrace it. You're not afraid of it. You understand how it takes you back to the top. You're at the top. You've come through the suck. If you have to go back because that's how things are, got to do it. If you can avoid it, go ahead and avoid it. Either way, make sure that you understand the suck is temporary. It's the part that can be overcome. It can be fixed. It can be built. It can be passed. You can move from it. You don't have to spend your entire life, your entire career, your entire pursuit of success in the suck. But you do have to go through it. Once you get through it, you probably don't have to go back. But if you do, embrace it. Make it part of your process and you will win. You will be successful. You will understand how you're being successful. You'll be able to sustain that success and to continue to build upon it to greater and greater heights and to share with others and to bring others along. Remember, good things, great things, ultimate success comes from a series, tens, twenties, hundreds of small incremental steps. Some of them suck. It's part of the process. Embrace it and you will be successful. So when you're looking at doing something new, when you're looking at making improvements, when you're looking at overcoming a challenge, when you're looking at achieving something, tell yourself, you start with the suck. You work your way through it. You get to the better parts. Then you get to the success. So ultimately, welcome to the suck. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle, Entrepreneur AF, and Coffee and Donut swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week. We'll be right back.
my heart, you know.